So some new photos allegedly of the vaccine under a high-powered electron microscope have surfaced on the internet. This is out of La Quinta Column. Very interesting developments, if true. I haven't been able to verify this, but apparently this was done under an electron microscope. And they even mention the model of electron microscope. Now, thanks to this website, Orwell.city, we have a translation from, I think it's originally in Spanish. Apparently, this news outlet got their hands on some photos from underneath the electron microscope from some scientists who are expected, at least according to this publication, to be making statements into the future, maybe even making a report. But I wanted to share these photos with you. If you're like me, you're very curious as to what's in these vaccines. Long story short, it seems like they're comparing it with graphene or graphene oxide. And I must say, the similarities are striking. So they name the make and model of the microscope they're using. They say it's the JEM2100+, which they say is a TEM electron microscope. And this first image is what appears in the vial, allegedly. Very interesting, frankly concerning, substance to find in the vial, I would think. It's not what I would expect the vial to look like up close. So what they say in the video is, quote, "What you are seeing there, that whole area, the size of a micron, a micrometer, which would be 1,000 nanometers under the electron microscope, this suspicious mesh is what we had to find what it was in the first place. Apart from this, other studies have been made that have determined what you already know. Nevertheless, let's continue with the analysis of the photograph. The truth is that it looks like a satanic mesh. Let's take a look at another photo. Here, also at 1 micrometer, a micron, which is 1/1,000,000 of a meter, and 1,000 times more than a nanometer, there you see it a little bit better. Let's look at another photo. Here it is, even more enlarged, 5 times more, at 200 nanometers. And what I want you to notice is especially this blackish thing that appears over there as a kind of mesh, because what's behind it are probably holes. Probably. Here's another one at 200 nanometers, but with a little more light. And as I say, the interesting thing is in fact the mesh. This mesh that covers everything. They go on to say, this is a sample photo taken from the scientific literature. This is what I want you to see. Now, I'm going to put the image on the left of the vaccine sample and on the right of the graphene, and you draw your own conclusions. It does look very similar, doesn't it? Now, it looks like roughly the same scale, although the indicator on the left says 200 nanometers above the line, and the one on the right says 500 nanometers. The one on the right does look about 2.5 times the one on the left when you look at the line segments. So in the video, they go on to say, all the people who have worked with this material, obviously, when they have been presented with this material, have told us that without any doubt, it is graphene oxide. Apart from the evidence, as I say, of spectroscopy and magnetic resonance, we are now going to see some images under the optical microscope. These have much less magnification, but it is also significant. As you can see, this is the vial sample. It appears as a kind of fold. So they described to us, to have us understand it, it appears as a Kleenex or a napkin that has folds, and they appear at the bottom of a swimming pool. This is practically what they tell us. They tell me here to expand it a little bit more. Well, that's one of the optical microscope photographs with enough light, natural in this case, but with enough light. Let's see another one. The characteristic thing is, it's like a piece of a rag, a piece of Kleenex, that's the word, with certain folds at the bottom of something. Let's look at some more photos. And they show us these photos. And they show us this photo, and then zoom in. And in the original video, they say, it can be seen that it has a little bit of elevation, and it is important. This is another photo. And again, they zoom in to the details. And they pan down. That's what's in the vaccine, okay? The vast majority of it. Here's another photo. Again, look at the folds. They're like a handkerchief. This is the characteristic shape of this material. Let's see another photo. This is optical microscopy. It has much lower magnification than what you have seen before at the nanometer level. Here's another photo. There are many. I've chosen the most representative ones. Note the folds. Many times they are not evenly distributed, or rectilinear figures, although most of them are. This is another photo. In fact, I think it is the same, but with a little bit less magnification. Now you are going to see one with light, so it looks a little better. So then they compare these photos we just looked of the mystery substance, although some people think it's graphene, and they compare it with known photos of graphene oxide on the bottom. So on the top is the sample from the vial, allegedly, and the bottom is a graphene photo. And then they bring up this photo, which is very interesting. They say about it, this one is also very representative. Compare the left one with the right one. Here we have the sample on the left, which is the vaccine sample, and on the right, in black and white, which was taken from the scientific literature, of graphene nanoparticles. Well, as I say, photos taken by people who work with this material and who have not hesitated to tell us that they also have the folds and characteristics of graphene oxide. They go on to say that there are other techniques, even more evident and conclusive than the observation itself, which are already so. They already are. Especially those of absorption bands. The absorbance bands, they are called, with certain wavelengths in the electromagnetic spectrum, and which give the signal precisely the peaks in the graphene oxide. But all of this, as I say, although it is not up to us to do it, in due course, will be told by the doctors who have done this study. Doctors from an official public institution in our country. When the time comes, those persons will even be interviewed and will present the report live. Or they'll make a video for us, and we will illustrate it here on this channel. So, I just wanted to put this out there, as is. I don't know what to make of these claims. I think the photos are very interesting. Now, let me just show you one thing that I found regarding graphene. I did a Google search, so probably not the best way to look this stuff up, but I searched this here. Graphene oxide medical uses. And the blurb at the top says, graphene is important to improve applications in medicine, such as cancer therapies, disease diagnostic tools, tissue engineering, implants, DNA sequencing, biomarkers, transfer of genetic material, as well as in the combined field of biomedical imaging and neuroscience. But then down here, under the People Also Ask section, what is graphene used for in medicine? The biomedical applications of graphene and its composite includes its use in gene and small molecular drug delivery. Did you hear that? Gene delivery. Sounds like gene therapy. Also, small molecular drug delivery. What is that about? So I'm just speculating here about their claims in this report, in these photos, which do bear a remarkable resemblance to graphene, from what I can tell. Why would that be in the vial? That's the million-dollar question. And then there's two questions here for why is graphene used in drug delivery? The high level of chemical reactivity vested in the planar structure of graphene can be used to load various drugs and biomolecules with maximum radical scavenging effect. The integration of graphene and polymers brings electrical conductivity to scaffolds, making them ideal for cardiac or neuronal tissue engineering. And then under this question here, how can graphene be used for drug delivery? Magnetically released drug from graphene nanocarriers. And it says something here about permeability of electromagnetic fields into the body can be used as external stimuli to release drugs in DDSs. I'm guessing drug delivery systems. And then look here. The last one I'm going to read is graphene used in vaccines. The graphene oxide nanoparticles have extraordinary attributes for drug delivery or vaccine development. such as the ultra-large surface area for high-density antigen loading, and the vaccine showed superior immuno-enhancing properties in vitro and in vivo, so in glass and in life, such as animals. Wow. So I'll leave it there. Let me know if anybody has any additional information on this. Send me an email at timtruth@protonmail.com. And also, we're still running that sale, groupdiscover.com, 25% off with the coupon code TIMTRUTH, all lowercase one word. That deal is through the end of the weekend, and it's a lifetime of savings. So snag it when you can if you want to join us over there. Thousands and thousands of videos in a searchable archive. All of our members can add more videos. The top ones work their way to the top. And it's a really awesome platform. So thank you to the people who support this channel. And have a great rest of your day. Take care.